Good morning. High pressure is hanging on across northern New York and central and northern New England with a decent amount of sunshine to start the day. Clouds, however, are on the increase, especially south of I-90, where a disturbance is tracking in from the mid-Atlantic. Clouds and showers already moving into the New York metro area and coastal New England, and those showers will continue to build to the north as we go through the day today. So showers will become likely in the Hudson Valley and southern New England across our area by mid to late morning. And as we get into the afternoon, the rest of the region eventually will see some wet weather. So sunshine fading behind increasing clouds and scattered showers by late in the day will be the call for the region, with highs close to 70. As we get into the night tonight and that disturbance tracks even closer, we'll have more clouds and showers and also areas of fog as we dip back into the mid-50s. This disturbance will take its sweet time moving through the region, and tomorrow will feature more clouds and scattered showers, maybe even a rumble of thunder as some instability gets going in the atmosphere, and tomorrow's highs will stay in the middle to upper 60s. We'll dry things out for a period overnight tomorrow night and into the first part of the day Friday, maybe even some sunshine on Friday morning. Then another wave of low pressure from the Ohio Valley will head our way, bringing clouds back into the picture, and a decent chance of showers and thunderstorms by late afternoon and into the evening on Friday. Before this happens, high temperatures on Friday will once again reach into the lower 70s. Now, the timing of this series of disturbances starting on Friday afternoon and through the weekend will determine our weekend weather. Right now, it looks like enough energy will be left over in the atmosphere on Saturday to produce mostly cloudy skies and showers, maybe even a rumble of thunder. But we'll have a dry stretch as well in the middle of the day, and temperatures should top out in the upper 60s to around 70. It'll be a transition day on Mother's Day for Sunday, with clouds left over in the morning, followed by partly sunny skies, then increasing clouds with a scattered shower or late-day thunderstorm by Sunday evening. Temperatures on Sunday will hold in the middle 60s. Drier but cooler weather will be building in for early next week, with a mix of sun and clouds and a breeze on Monday only around 60, with highs in the lower 60s and some sunshine on Tuesday. Taking a look at potentially significant weather today, the Storm Prediction Center in Norman, Oklahoma, has outlined an area of a slight risk of severe thunderstorms across parts of southeastern Colorado, Kansas, western Oklahoma, and northwestern Texas. A persistent southerly low-level flow across the southern plains will result in continued return of a partially modified Gulf of Mexico air mass. As diurnal heating maximizes during the late afternoon hours, the atmosphere will become unstable, resulting in thunderstorm development. Wind shear will be supportive of supercells, and large hail appears likely to be the primary severe threat. The greatest tornado threat should exist from the vicinity of the Texas and Oklahoma panhandles northeastward into central Kansas along the warm front. Locally damaging winds will also be possible. And a winter storm warning is in effect for tonight for the West Elk and Sawatch Mountains in the Colorado Rockies, where 5 to 10 inches of snow is expected above 8,500 feet. The last worldwide report of a tornado, funnel cloud, or a waterspout from an airport was at Freeport in the Bahamas at 12 noon Eastern Time on Saturday. And the last report of hail was at Porto Alegre, Brazil at 11 a.m. Eastern Time yesterday. At Mount Washington this morning, 70 miles visibility, mostly clear skies, and 45 degrees with a southeast wind at 20 miles per hour. And in Eureka, Nunavut Territory, Canada, cloudy and 4 below zero. In Albany on the hour, mostly cloudy skies and 56 degrees, the dew point 54, 93% relative humidity, calm wind, and the barometer at 30.11 inches, and it is holding steady. The past 24 hours, lower 48 states temperature extremes ran from a high of 92 degrees at Yakima, Washington, to a low of 24 at Daniel, Wyoming. For those traveling across the Northeast today, New York City, rain and possibly a thunderstorm in the mid-60s, Boston mostly cloudy with showers in the lower 70s, and in Buffalo mostly cloudy with showers and highs in the lower 70s. Checking the climate report, the high temperature in Albany yesterday, 80 degrees, the low 51. The average temperature 66, that's 10 degrees above normal. No precipitation yesterday, still zero for the month, which is 76 hundredths below normal, and 8.09 inches for the year, which is 3.84 inches of precipitation below normal. The average high temperature at Albany today, 67 degrees, the average low 45. the record high 91 set in 1936 and the record low 26 in 1968. Sunrise this morning was at 5:40 a.m. Sunset this evening, 8:04 p.m., 14 hours and 24 minutes of daylight, an increase of 3 minutes from yesterday. Here are my latest regional forecasts for the Northern Adirondacks and Central and Northern Vermont, as well as the Champlain Valley and Lake George area. Sunshine giving way to increasing clouds today with a chance of showers by late in the afternoon and highs in the lower to mid-70s. Cloudy with showers and areas of fog tonight with lows in the lower to mid-50s. For the Connecticut Valley and mid and lower Hudson Valley, as well as for the remainder of interior southern New England, cloudy with showers and possibly a thunderstorm today with highs in the upper 60s. Showers and possible thunder tonight, also areas of fog with lows in the lower to mid 50s. For the northern Catskills and Mohawk Valley west of Amsterdam, as well as for the southern Adirondacks, increasing clouds with showers developing and perhaps a thunderstorm today with highs in the mid 60s to around 70. Showers and possible thunder tonight, also areas of fog with lows in the lower to mid-50s. For the southern Catskills, Taconics, and southern Berkshires, as well as for the Litchfield Hills, cloudy skies with showers, perhaps a thunderstorm today with highs in the upper 60s. Showers and possible thunder tonight, with fog also possible and lows in the lower to mid-50s. For the greater Capital District, including Albany, Schenectady, and Troy, as well as for the Saratoga area, east into southern Vermont, and the Berkshires north of I-90. Increasing clouds with showers developing today and highs around 70. Cloudy with showers and areas of fog tonight with lows in the mid-50s. Region-wide for tomorrow, mostly cloudy, scattered showers, a thunderstorm possible, upper 60s. Mostly cloudy with late-day showers and storms Friday, lower 70s. Still the risk of scattered showers and thunderstorms over the weekend, highs in the middle to upper 60s both Saturday and Sunday. And Monday, dry but cooler with a mix of sun and clouds near 60, and sunshine giving way to clouds Tuesday in the lower 60s. For WAMC, I'm News Channel 13 meteorologist Paul Caiano.